Welcome to the Silver Gaia Show. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome back to the Silver Gaia Show.
Yeah, welcome back.
I know. Second hour.
I know. Almost done.
Oh, come on. We could add another hour here and there. Oh, we can drive Eric nuts over there.
Yeah, well, we get in the car and keep talking.
I know. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a special caller online.
Yes, we do.
And Susan Harmon from the Susan Harmon Hour at KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. She's on there. Where are you at, Susan?
Hey,
Bree
and Stephanie. How are you ladies doing today?
Good. We're having fun over here today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
So I want to talk about the Lakota Indians.
Yes.
Yeah, the Standing Rock Sioux, that there, as a lot of people are aware now, you know, when this first started, when they set up the Sacred Stone camp, it was to be set up with prayer, and they did that in April. It was still snowing, but they Spirit said that they had to do this with prayer. So everything they do is with prayer. Mm-hmm. It got down under 10 people, and then it started building back up. When the youth did the run to Washington, D.C., you know, to say to the Army Corps of Engineers, stop destroying our sacred land. You know, water is life.
Mm-hmm.
They were turned away, and then when they got back, they were arrested. Now, one of the things that's been able to happen pretty consistently is you keep it out of the news. Mainstream media doesn't cover things. Then you can get away with an awful lot.
Right.
But it's interesting how spirit works, isn't it?
Yes.
So right now, there's thousands of people that have been showing up to Standing Rock. It started as a small trickle. When we first started talking about it in July, mm-hmm. there were a few dozen tribes. The Cheyenne had joined the Standing Rock Sioux, and then there were a few more, and then there were like 80 something, and now it's over 250.
Right.
Yeah.
Tribes and nations that have joined to stand together, and then environmental groups and people that care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We've had one presidential candidate that has shown up, Jill Stein.
Okay.
There's an arrest warrant out for her right now.
Oh, wow.
There's an arrest. I love it. There's an arrest warrant for her for defacing a bulldozer, spray painting a bulldozer.
Are you serious, Susan?
I'm serious. There's an arrest warrant out for her. Wait, it gets better. Now, mind you, I don't think that's the brightest thing in the world you can do.
But
I do understand. And it's just spray paint on a bulldozer that has just destroyed the burial grounds of these people, mm-hmm. sacred ground. Okay, mm-hmm. So I don't know. Let's see. If somebody went into where the governor of Nebraska's family, grandparents, and great grandparents were buried in that cemetery and bulldozed it, I wonder how he would feel.
Oh, they'd be having a fit more than
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, how about having your grandparents and your great-grandparents and your great-great-grandparents, their bones dug up?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You real happy about that?
No.
Well, it gets even better, though, with the arrest warrant thing. You're going to love this. Are you familiar with Amy Goodman of Democracy Now?
Yes.
Well, they want to arrest her for being a journalist.
Yeah, they do. I read about that.
Now, did you see what happened today?
No.
There were 20 people that were arrested today, including two journalists. And the North Dakota State Police showed up with automatic weapons, with live rounds of ammunition aimed at the demonstrators, at the water protectors. And they were pointing out anyone that had a camera, take her, take him, anyone that had a camera was pointed out to be arrested because they don't want it being seen.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, I found the founder of the Standing Rock Sioux Camp. This is the Sacred Stone Camp.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the Cannonball and the Missouri Rivers join at the confluence there.
Uh-huh.
That happened, this attack on her on this day, 153 years ago. Her great-great-grandmother, who is known as Mary Big Moccasin, survived the bloodiest conflict between the Sioux Nations and the U.S.
That's
Army.
Right.
North Dakota soil.
Mm-hmm.
300 to 400 people were killed. Her great-great-grandmother, this Mary Big Moccasin, was 9 years old. They was running and was shot in the hip. They took her to a prison camp at age 9 and released her at age 16.
Right.
Wow.
One question, I don't mean to interrupt you, Susan, but one thing I saw on YouTube, which really drove me crazy, that's why I called you on this and stuff, is did you see where the trainers of these dogs were actually trying to get these people bit? And people were being bit?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. And there's a petition now on change.org asking that the illegal actions be taken against these, quote, security guard people.
Right.
But here's the funny thing. Did you see the YouTube video that showed the guard dogs turning on the guards?
No, but I like it.
Animal power.
I love it. Do you love it?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, Mother Earth is speaking.
I don't care
what anyone says. Mother Earth is speaking, and the dogs. Some of the dogs turned on the people. They obviously weren't trained to handle these dogs,
right?
But there was one woman, security guard, who was deliberately. She said, "Oh, my dog didn't do anything." And
yes, it did.
Your dog has blood in its mouth, and this man's arm is bleeding.
Right.
So,
right.
Dog bit a child and a pregnant woman. This is about standing up for what's right, and it's got to happen. The earth is, water is life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Water is life.
Right.
And
no, I agree with that.
The desecration of the land. So again, today, the state police are trying to defend, the oil pipeline rather than the sacred land of the people. There's so many treaty violations.
Right.
There's a lot of things in addition to destroying our earth.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to my show, I listen to yours.
Right.
And we both know that it's not if, but when there's going to be a leak on the pipeline, and that is going to be under the Missouri River. That's 10 to 18 million people drinking water. If you forget anything else, forget treaty violations, forget genocide, forget all of the insanities of dismissing the First Nations people on this land as though they have no rights and they matter not at all. Today, today is the 13th of September, there are groups all over, including Washington, D.C., where people are demonstrating standing with Standing Rock.
Right.
There'll be one Friday. Of course, it's going to happen while my show is on Friday, so I won't be there. But at Seattle City Hall from 10 to 3, there will be a demonstration to stand with Standing Rock. So anybody in the Seattle area that wants to join that action, that would be a really good place to stand up. I mean, Seattle was, one of the first places to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day.
Right.
Mm.
So,
wow.
This is a major thing. This is like a very important issue.
Right.
So what is the deal then? They've stopped work right now.
Theoretically, they're supposed to be doing it willingly, and they're not. They're
not.
Still wanting to. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. There's a lot of lies that get told.
So did the Obama administration stop it from the judge?
What they did was they said they wanted to put a temporary hold. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the DOJ, and I forget who the other government agency was on that.
Uh-huh.
But they haven't told them that they could, because the injunction was not granted in the courts last Friday.
To the Sioux.
The Sioux had asked for an injunction that was not granted to them.
Right.
But there was a statement put out that they want to review this. Mm-hmm. They haven't said that it was stopped completely, that they want to review it. But very frankly, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I'm not sure who all the other banks are that are invested in this pipeline. Those are the people that are invested
right.
in
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I've said, I can't tell you how many times I say to people, you need to get that foreclosure and fracking track together. And they look at me like I'm crazy. Well, it's the same banks that are stealing people's homes
right.
that are stealing this land.
Right, right.
It, just taking it as a private corporation, just taking the land from the people that own it. So putting, I don't know.
It's
you know,
crazy.
If it weren't so horrible, it would be funny.
Right.
Putting no trespass signs up on land you stole.
Right, right, right. Wow.
Something so seriously.
Wow.
It's not a good thing at all.
Wow.
But
something.
What is happening is a good thing.
What's that?
People are opening their eyes.
Yep. Right.
I think that this is Bree and Stephanie. I guess you guys would agree with me that people are waking up, and this is part of the waking up.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
No, I totally agree with that.
We're doing of the earth.
Right.
Yeah.
And people see what's happening.
This is our mother.
Right.
This is our mother. Who
mm-hmm.
raped their mother?
Right.
Right.
What kind of beings raped their mother?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just...
And it's not just here. It's all over. They go into South America. They come in. They go in to take oil. And then they just leave this horrible mess. They destroy people's... The land where they farm, the land...
Susan, thank you so much for calling in about this. This is such an important subject.
Yes.
I mean, and you're right. It's all happening to Mother Earth, and it's like people need to stand. I mean, we're going through this great shift of consciousness right now, and weaving the ancient knowledge with the bringing it in and weaving it together, as you and I've talked about. And, you know, and this is just a part of the awakening.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and you talk about the goddess all the time.
Right.
This is what this is. This is, you know, this is understanding that this planet is a living, breathing entity.
Right.
Yes.
She's alive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we can't treat her this way.
No.
Right.
No. And, you know, she's all of our mothers. No matter what nationality, race we are, she's all of our mother.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand, and it irritates me. Now, if you're not Indian...
Well, there's so many layers and levels, right?
Right.
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 That's very true. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And we're going to talk more about this. But, Susan, thank you. Everybody can hear you on the Susan Harmon Hour at 12 p.m. on Fridays here at Alternative Talk Radio on KKNW, 1150 a.m. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you. You guys keep up the good work.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
All
bye,
right.
Hon.
Bye.
Okay, so we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious, and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Jamie
Jeannie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, everyone, to Silver Guy's Show. That was amazing to have Susan on the air with us.
Oh, that was great.
It was a great enlightenment.
Yeah.
But, you know, she brought up a really good subject because we talk about the goddess all the time. Mm-hmm. Mother goddess Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
Raping the land. How it is affecting her. You know, every 150 years, she purges all this garbage out of her, which she did over a year ago, right, in June, right? And now they want to desecrate her now even more? Jesus, what do you think about this?
I think it's despicable. And I think the point that she made that is so right on is that the earth is alive. And we've just come to believe that the earth is, you know, just dense resource that we can just take and take and take and take.
Right.
And I don't know what it's going to take to wake us up. To just recognize, and this is another reason why it's so important for the divine feminine becoming forth in our consciousness, because this isn't just, you know, this land isn't just for development.
Right.
And what bothers me, I guess, so much about it is that we have alternative energy sources. Yes.
Right.
So why are we, this is the last gasp of the patriarchy.
Right.
It's like hanging on to fossil fuels.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
There's really no reason to.
Right.
Except that people are unwilling to step up with the change.
Right.
And that's a power over construct that has everything to do with power and nothing to do with anything that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I agree with that.
And if everyone were to think, put the shovel in the earth to dig this pipeline, that would be me putting a shovel into my mother.
Right.
If they would really bring themselves there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If we don't have Gaia, what do we have?
Not a darn thing.
No.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. No.
Not
and
a darn
it's
thing.
Getting to that tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we're in the 11th and a half hour at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, though, and I don't know how you agree with this. I know Gaia is going to exist.
Right.
Gaia is going to be fine.
We need to worry
about us.
Right.
The one thing I was talking to someone on the phone the other day, I said, do people realize this is our last chance on this earth? Do they realize that this is our last chance?
Well, I think if more did realize it, more change would come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the whole point of us having this radio show is to get people to change, to see where...
And it's not so much change, it's enlighten them.
Yes.
And whether they want to change, it's up to them.
That's a conscious decision.
Right.
You know, but I also believe, you know, even though, you know, we get this out, Susan did, you know, about the Dakotas, that we have collective consciousness of it. And having collective consciousness will get it moving even faster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Go ahead.
Just the way she talked about it, first it was a trickle.
Yes.
Right.
And now there's like hundreds of people, hundreds of tribes that are coming here, and that really just speak to that sort of grassroots groundswell.
Yes.
Well, you know, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and Michelle was on the air here and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to her, and I said, you know what? We need to get a bunch of us goddesses, and we all need to go, too.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing to change it?
Right.
There's a 1,000 goddess gathering in Washington, D.C. coming up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Oh, it's the 1,000 Goddess Gathering, I think is the name of it. 100 Goddess Gathering.
Uh-huh.
Mayor Cromwell, who wrote a book called The Great Mother Bible. I can't remember the exact title of it. My brain, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
But it's a big, it's called the 1,000 Goddess Gathering.
And that's happening over this? Thing?
It's happening. It's not happening over not this thing. But right. You're just talking about people gathering to shift the consciousness and more people coming in. There is an event, I think, that's scheduled for the beginning of next year and the spring of next year.
Oh, we still Washington, need to go check this out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
This is like, you know.
So a shift in the consciousness then.
Mm-hmm. The more you get it on the collective consciousness, the faster things go. That's why we're going, hey, wake up.
And that's why women becoming more empowered is the answer. Mm-hmm. Because the more of us who lose our fear of speaking our truth and calling out, this is madness. It has got to stop. You know? And the more of us that there are doing that, the better chance we have of shifting this before it's too late.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's really sad that people are afraid to speak their truth.
Yeah.
It annoys me. You know, but you know what? Here's the thing. Well, you know, and I passed the point about being annoyed with myself, right? Because I did let that happen to me. But here's the thing. If they can speak their truth, right, and not worry about fear and judgment from anybody else, do you know how enlightened this planet would be right now?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what's standing in front of it, right? Or that's what's blocking it is fear.
Right.
Yes. You know, fear of judgment. Cellular memory of persecution. Mm-hmm. I mean, that had me pretty quiet for a good long time there in my 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you get through that and you
liberation!
Heal all that, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because I know I've been liberated from it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, great. I came back with my memories.
Right.
And I've been able to heal all that and heal the aspects that I am. And it's like, and go through the last dark night of the soul.
Right.
And when you go through that, here I will just finally say, I'm liberated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm free.
You
I can
feel invincible.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, and I've told people it's like this brand new crystal I am, right? That nobody's carved or chipped on or nothing that came out of a cave. No, and I'm just me now. Mm-hmm. I'm just free. And I can talk about this stuff and not worry about fear or judgment. Mm-hmm. And if it resonates with people, then great. And if it doesn't, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. We're just trying to unlearn what they taught us and how we think about ourselves and each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to unlearn what they taught us.
And we need something to replace that.
Yes. Right,
because it's one thing to say this isn't working, but if you don't have an alternative, then you just keep circling about.
Well,
so having, you know, new models for how to do it differently.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like if you take something out of there, you got to put something back to God, right? So if I pull out a plant that's not doing so well, I need to put something back in there, whether it be a crystal, whether it be another plant. You need to give something back to her, too. That's just respect for her.
Mm-hmm.
No, and a lot of people ask me, why do I do that? I said, well, it's just respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take, you got to give back. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm talking about,
that's
Jude.
That's reciprocity, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, that's just a really cool thing we do. The other thing is, you know, I want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, Silver Guy is a safe place.
Yes.
And now we found another safe place for them to go to is Guy's Temple.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and that's real important to us.
Yes.
People have a safe place. Because I went through an incident. One of my students, I felt like they needed somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and sent them to, told her to see another healer, right? Because you know how sometimes you work with them so long and you're not getting through and you're going, you know, I think you need to see somebody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we're not angry with them or nothing, but we just know
we've reached
that
where,
the
reached
max, right, and the max we can do with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, is that healer came and told me what happened and what she said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt like about 2 inches too low. And then I was like, oh, no, she just did not tell me. Yeah, because that's sacred space, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go see somebody in their office, that conversation is to stay in their office.
Right.
And, you know, your friends, your family, your coworkers or whatever, you know.
So this person came to you with the conversation she had with the person in the office. Is that what you're
saying? The healer came and told me about my client. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Well, one,
no.
I already knew what the issue was in me and the client, but we had, you know, it was best that she went to somebody else to get some more advice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go into it all because we, you know, the confidentiality. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm finding in this community a lot of healers telling other healers or psychics telling other psychics about their clients. Do you have that problem at all?
I hold confidence. Like nobody's business.
Right, but I'm not talking about you.
Oh, has somebody
are you running into that? Have you noticed other, that's
not so much
boundaries.
But that's really unethical. I mean,
it's very unethical.
And
plus universal laws, legally, unethically, you know, all of that. But anyway, we were able, my client and I were able to heal this, right? Because I finally had to say something to her. I said, look, we need to talk. And But the other thing, so we healed it and it went on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is the inner fighting in the psychic community here. Mm-hmm. It needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I, you know, I want to take my size, 8 foot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And say, enough, guys, mm-hmm. stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not helping nobody with this inner fighting.
It's ego.
Well, that's, yeah, well, that's still, you know, the dark night of the soul that people need to go through.
Well, parts of it, and part of it is ego.
Well, yeah.
So, and it's like when I did with Lehi, right?
Right.
I have, you know, Magi Lehi, right? We have a book coming, I have a book, a new book coming out called Through the Eyes of an Elven. And he has said, when you love your, embrace and love your ego. And when we did that,
mm-hmm.
that was amazing
mm-hmm.
because everything aligned up. And now I don't have that ego issue
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't feel like wearing makeup one day, I'm fine. If I don't feel like I need to look like the neighbor down right. the street or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when you remove that ego out of your mind, you can live in total bliss
mm-hmm.
and have excitement and know what you're doing is right.
Well, mm-hmm. I honestly believe too, the dark night of the souls that we go through, you have to you have to love that too.
Oh yeah,
because it's a part of you that is trying to teach you
right.
to so let go,
right?
Mm-hmm. To forgive,
right? Mm-hmm. So you're embracing,
yes.
You're loving it, mm-hmm. and you let go,
and you let it go.
It's unfortunate that it's a bit of an occupational hazard. You
right.
know, if you're in the business of counseling, advising, mm-hmm. receiving information that the majority of the masses are not, you know. Tuned into,
right?
Mm-hmm. Then it's really easy to start thinking like you've got the answer for everything.
Right.
You
right.
know
and
best,
we don't.
And I'm
right.
spiritual, so I'm the one.
Yeah.
And you know when it starts mm-hmm. to go there, I'm out.
I like the guy. I still like those situations where the guy came up and said, "I'm a professional psychic," and I had to walk off because it was like,
okay.
Do you guys realize that we just get the information from our guides?
Mm-hmm.
We're just a conduit for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're doing tarot readings or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, angel readings, fairy card readings, mm-hmm. whatever we're doing and stuff, right? Those cards aren't flipped out by accident.
Yeah.
They're not pulling by accident.
Yeah.
You know, the
right.
energy.
Right.
So we got one today on intuition.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Okay.
Where's your book?
I got it.
There we go. Yeah, I threw that on her real quick. I'm really good about doing that. So intuition is a big thing. You can use it for good or you can use it for bad. And I'm going to tell you what, guys, you don't want to use it for bad. To help to manipulate others to get what you want.
Oh, no.
And I've seen it too much. And I'm like, oh, what the heck? So you had mentioned, while she's looking this up, you had mentioned if you're not an author or this or that, you know, mm-hmm. they don't pay attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason we started the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have my doctorate in medical science, and you read my background and stuff, right?
Yes.
And all of it is just a piece of paper.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the books I wrote, they're all channeled, right? And I'm just going, you know, what about all the other people that I've met? They're talented psychics, talented readers and healers, right? And they're not getting this chance. And mm-hmm. so we're actually bringing a lot of them on the air with us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because they need that chance because what I'm seeing
mm-hmm.
is from the paradigm that we're changing into, right? Okay, so I want to say... The New Age paradigm isn't wanting to look at the other paradigms, right? Of these people, where they're coming from, right? They're old souls being born. They're like in their 20s and 30s and 40s, right? Coming in where like somebody that's in their 70s or 50s, even like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to accreditate these people, right?
Right.
And where they're coming in with the new shifting of the energy, right? And weaving it together. And so that's why we're bringing them in. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you work with people like that and help them to embrace what they have?
My work is all about personal empowerment.
Yes.
Okay,
and
good.
I feel that's what I'm here in service to.
Me too.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I used to have, before I was in this career, I was in the performing arts.
Okay.
So I have done a very, an awful lot of work on understanding my own ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, cool.
There's the ego that wants you to get into the spotlight.
Right.
And I think a lot of the skills that I learned as a performing artist
mm-hmm.
is used in ritual and ceremony now. So yeah, I think there was a divine purpose of it. I thought I was going to, and I was shooting for the Tony Award.
Right.
That's
right.
not really what
happened.
You know, Spirit had a completely different plan for me. But what I mean to say is that, you know, when you truly feel a calling, which I know sounds so hokey, but mm-hmm. that's really what it is.
It is.
When you feel a calling to be of spiritual service,
mm-hmm.
then if that's really what's the most important thing and that's your motivation,
mm-hmm.
That's what I think is truly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in it for your own self-aggrandizement, if you're in it so that everybody can say, oh, aren't you wonderful?
Right.
And to me, that really is pointing to a wounded, a wound.
I am so glad to hear you say that, because we talked about the narcissistic impact.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do.
Yeah.
They walk on top of somebody else to get what they want, to make themselves look better than what they are. And that's sad, because they're working with so many clients.
Yeah, it is.
And these people are following them.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous.
So, you know, like whatever promotion that I will do, it's, and I definitely want to have a larger reach, absolutely.
Right, right.
But it's because I feel that I've got something so important.
Yes.
And this, you know, this is like really crucial in this era for as many people to get it.
Yes. But what you're doing is very important. Yeah. Gaia's Temple is important to this community.
And so is this radio show for the same sort of thing. So that you have, you know, so that there are venues for people who in small little sectors don't really get to go beyond just working with individuals.
Do you know, when I talk to people and I told them, you know, I did this study. This is how, you know, I felt the calling inside me. In first it was, you know, wake up to my government. And then it was, oh, wait a minute. I was doing spiritual, doing a lot of reading. And what I have noticed for myself, you know, when I talk to people, Stephanie, you're really good at this. You're really good at listening. And thank you for helping me. And it's like, well, we all have it in us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're no different than me.
Right.
And once you start putting in practice of what you've been taught and you put it into practice, all you want to do is help other people because you see so much suffering, self-suffering from people. And it kills you because they can change it.
Yeah.
They can change. It's just a conscious decision that you're no longer going to be unhappy.
Right.
By other people's means, or be angry at people and having them taking your personal power away from you.
Right, right.
And I, you know, I try to let people know that this is something that it happens to all of us. Mm. Some people have more knowledge than others, but doesn't mean that you're not going to have these gifts too.
Right.
We all have
healing
gifts.
Right.
We all have the gift of communication and love.
Well, think about 4 years ago. Did you think you were going to be sitting here right now doing this?
On the radio? No. But what is crazy, like, heck no. What is crazy is Bree and I had this conversation about 3 years ago, I think it was it?
Yeah.
That wouldn't it be great to be on the radio? And he said, yes, it would be great. And 3 years later, here we are.
Right.
Yes.
And I had done this for years, right? Mm-hmm. And when I asked her about that, she was like, it'd be great, but you could see her just shaking, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Deer caught in the headlights.
Yeah.
But it all worked out. And here she is now, you know, an amazing teacher and enlightener, you know, and helping other people.
I knew when I came on the radio, I could mess up.
Yep.
It didn't matter to me because I was going to speak my truth no matter what. If I wasn't supposed to be here, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
And if I messed up, I messed up. So what?
Right.
Look what I get to do. Mm-hmm. I get to come and speak on the radio.
Right.
And
that's the whole thing is none of us are perfect. Mm-hmm. We're all here on a learn.
We're all here to become each other's teachers
and we're
mirrors.
We're learning every day.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that we're mirrors for other people, but, you know, sometimes I get tired of being a mirror. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm going to admit it.
Yeah. And that goes back to coming in touch with Gaia, getting out in nature and releasing and recharging.
And I'm definitely doing that Saturday for myself.
Yeah.
Definitely. Probably Sunday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time by myself, out in nature, away from everybody, with a good book or something, and just kick back and sit with the dragonflies and the butterflies and the birds and just be with myself, you know, is what I need.
Right.
You know, I've been working so hard the last 4 years. It's like, it's time for me now.
Yeah. Before you burn out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be here till I'm about 98, so I've got to start taking time.
Right.
I guess 98 in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So, I want to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with more with Judith and Stephanie and myself and the Silver Guys Show.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
All right, here it is. Welcome back. Are we back? And we're back, guys. Man, yeah. My headphones started flipping around in my head. I was like, oh, am I back or not? So I want to talk about something very important to me.
Okay, what?
Dr. T.G. Belshire, that's T.G.
Okay.
Belshire.
Uh-huh.
I met her years ago, and I was on my personal journey teaching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a high priestess, you know, I was 36, and I was teaching and learning and doing everything I had to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew there was something more I was supposed to do. So I got my master's in theology, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, there's more I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
So one day, somebody said, you need to get a hold of T.G. Belshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay. Well, I didn't know she's $500 to talk to, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm in the bathtub, I'm meditating, right? And I usually mm-hmm. don't hear anything or take my phone back there with me, right?
Right.
And I feel him take my phone. And I had all my guides in the bathtub with me. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if they ever could see us naked. That's something I always thought about. But anyway.
Well, we're perfect, so
I'm telling
why
you,
not?
It wouldn't matter anyway, right?
We're all perfect.
That's right. So, I want to start laughing. But anyway, so make a I come up with stuff. So make a long story short, my phone rang. I heard pick up the phone.
Uh-huh.
And it was her.
No.
Uh-huh.
She called you.
She called me. And she goes, this is T.G. Belshire. I've been waiting for your call.
Wow.
So we met a couple days later. I said, well, first of all, I don't have the $500 an hour to pay.
Right. Let's get that.
Let's get that clear. Right. I don't have that. She goes, uh-uh. It's not going to cost nothing to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So she came to my house and right. we sat and talked.
Wow.
And I said, can you tell me who I was? And since I've been a little girl, I've known a certain name, right?
Right.
And she goes, no, but you're going to tell me. And she told me how to pronounce it right.
Uh-huh.
Right? So she goes,
I mean,
oh.
She did know, but she wanted you to.
To know, right?
Okay.
Okay. First of all, this didn't cost me nothing to have this conversation, right?
Right.
And we spent hours at my house. And this mm-hmm. went on for days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she told me about her personal journey. Mm-hmm. So she was born activated,
right,
awake, like I mm-hmm. and you guys are, right? With her original memories, and her parents thought something was wrong.
Is well, she, not me. I don't have my original memories.
Well, you got them back now.
Well, yeah, those are, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was naturally born activated.
Everybody is. It's
oh,
just that.
See?
So here's the thing.
I just had to.
Because something in your innocence was taken away,
okay.
and you shut it down.
It's right.
A traumatic experience can happen, and that can be shut down.
Ooh.
And then you have to reawaken.
Ooh.
Okay, I learned that from Teach too.
Okay,
so,
okay.
But here's the thing. So, as I'm talking to her before I decided to take my doctorate class through her and her school and everything, what she did, Institute of Medical Science, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking, and she said, "You know, I was born like you, Bree,
mm-hmm.
and I thought something was wrong with me. So my parents had me become a nun."
Oh goodness!
Wow. She became a nun, and she thought something was seriously wrong with her. So they trusted her so much through years of being a nun.
Right.
They had her go to the vaults of the Vatican.
Ooh.
So she guarded the vaults of the Vatican. She sat inside, guarded each scroll as she's reading them.
Yeah,
right. She wasn't supposed to read them.
Right.
But she'd sit down at night and read the scrolls.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I'm not nuts. All the stuff I've been talking about since I was a little girl is right there.
Right.
Wow.
And so some of the stuff has been leaked out through the generations right. since she's been gone, right?
Right.
So anyways, when she got out, she, you know, she had already had all her school and everything, got out, you know, and she started the Institute of Medical Science, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I took her classes. I already had my master's in theology, right? And I took that. And as I was going through the class, I was learning more and more and more
mm-hmm.
about me, about myself, about others, mm-hmm. and that all of us are here. And I had one question for her. Why can't we tell people who we were
right.
or are, you know, who are, what, and why we're here?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, Bree, it's not time.
Right.
But you're going to know when the timing is right
mm-hmm.
for who you are, and you're going to tell people who they are, and people are going to tell you who they are, and it's going to be a time where you're going to quit hiding. Mm-hmm. So when I moved here in 2010, it was really hard. She was sick. She had pancreatic cancer, and she told me this was going to be her last time on planet,
mm-hmm.
and she was done. And she'd been here several times,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, this time she had to be a nun, you know, and she dealt with that just fine, right? And what happened was, she died in 2012 when the shift happened.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Just 2 days before the shift happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me she was leaving.
Right.
And so I kept in contact with her, and she would always sound very healthy and this and that. And I said, how are you feeling? She goes, you know, I'm going to tell you I'm fine. Quit asking you, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but remember, that time is coming for you to be your true authentic self and let people know that you're here.
Right.
And so, no, I'm not going to say it on the air. I've said it in seminars, you know, and other times and stuff, but just, you know, how do you feel about that, being your true authentic self and to be able to say, this is who I was, this is who I am, and I embrace this totally?
It's liberating.
Isn't
yes.
it?
It's totally liberating. But I can, speaking for myself, I had to mature first before I could
correct.
Do that.
Thank you.
Correct.
Because
that's,
when I was
yeah.
younger, you know, when I was very young, I had a lot of psychic experiences, as I believe we all do until we learn to shut it down.
Right.
I just
mm-hmm.
thought that's how everybody lived and that's how
mm-hmm.
it all goes until
right.
I found out it wasn't.
Right.
And then, uh-oh, they're going to put you away somewhere.
Right.
So then it goes under wraps.
Right.
And then there was all of these memories of persecution
right.
came
mm-hmm.
shortly thereafter. And so the fear just kind of
right,
clamped
right,
my
right,
throat.
Right, I know that feeling about the throat.
Right.
Hung,
just like totally,
head cut off,
yeah,
you know, all that
burned
stuff.
Burned at the stake,
right,
you
right.
name it.
Mm-hmm.
So it took really until my like late 30s, early 40s,
mm-hmm.
until I was mature enough to really start to proclaim, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is me, and this is me and my wholeness, and you can call me kooky and flaky and all the things you want to call me.
Thank you.
But you
I'm telling you, we're
that's,
here.
That's how I feel now.
This
it's just
it.
I just want to, you know, I do want to shout it out and let
right.
people know.
It's the truth of it.
Right. I was told by Teach that that we would not mature into our goddess light till we turned 50.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so right.
Mm-hmm.
And once I hit 50, I was like, whoa, I'm yeah. awake. I'm
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm not shutting up. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm going to keep saying this. And so.
So is it just 50 for you? Or is it something I can look forward to?
No, it's for everyone.
Yes, it's for everybody.
Yeah. So
yay.
Goddess is at 50. Be prepared when you're 50
mm-hmm.
because you just open up to be this. The only way I can explain it is like this big old lotus flower opens up
mm-hmm.
and we just come out of the center of it and we just bloom
oh,
out and say, ha,
yeah.
you know, or a butterfly out of a cocoon or whatever, right?
Yeah, a couple and, more years.
Yeah, a couple more years and you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, you mature at that 50.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that with you?
Oh, I'm 57 now.
Me too.
But, you know, but I've been walking the path of the goddess for a long time.
Right.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
So, but as I age and as I mature and the fear falls away and yeah, I certainly feel more comfortable in my skin the older I get. There's no doubt about it.
And that's great to hear. I'm 57 and the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm having so much fun in my 50s.
Yeah,
I told my
too.
Friend, I can't wait till my 60s. It's got to be a blast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, I'm not worried about gray hair or whatever.
It's
got to be fun.
That, that happens for old souls, though, that we
uh-huh.
feel better the older we get. Because
yes.
when we're younger, we have all this wisdom and understanding and no
mm-hmm.
power.
Right.
You know? And
right.
then you grow up and you grow into yourself. It's
right.
Like putting uh-huh. on a good pair of slippers, you know, it
right.
just feels more comfortable.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, that's really true.
That certainly
mm-hmm.
happened for me.
I know. So anyway, so about Teach. She had taught me a lot of stuff for making spiritual oils, as we call chakra oils, with the
right.
with the original herbs and everything. And my mom did the same thing with me. It was funny because she had the same recipe my mom had, which was totally wild. you know, how do you have my mom's recipe? Oh. She goes, I don't know. I was just told how to make it by the guys and the goddess and stuff. And I said, that's what my mom said, too.
Wow.
And so her recipe was same as mine. Same time, it can be the brown or blue bottles. I mean, back then it was just brown bottles, right?
Right.
And same time, 10 days in the closet, you know, and then bring them out.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, those bottles would last forever, you know, because you don't need as much as you need of the ones that are manufactured, right?
Okay.
And they last so long. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing, right? And the strength because the herbs are in the bottles.
Right.
And that's what I really like to do with
that too.
And the base you use. But anyway, but she had taught me so much stuff. And when she was telling me everything about us was in the Vatican, and then she had copies of some stuff that she wasn't supposed to take out.
Wow.
And she showed me, she just handed this piece of paper. And she goes, I'm just going to show this to you. Uh-huh. And I was like going, oh my gosh. Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm not crazy.
Mm-mm. Maybe a little.
Yeah, maybe a little. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that also shows how that, you know, how the Vatican's been keeping that under wraps.
Right. And that's the reason I bring it up.
If you don't look at us as the authorities, then we don't have you in our power.
Right.
If
so
the masses knew how powerful they were, we wouldn't be wearing our golden robes.
Right. That's their solid gold crosses and everything else.
That's
why
I tell people we are more than what they say we are.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, here's the thing. The last pope that was in there, he leaked stuff out. And I thought, what a perfect name he had, Pope Benedict. Because he leaked stuff out for people to know.
Uh-huh.
It was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he's at, if he's in hiding or whatever. We don't hear nothing about him.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
But he did let things out. And the Book of Magdalene's out. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And things about Mother Mary and Yeshua and all everything. And then on the... on the wicked side, things were let out. It was like, wow. It was like, wait a minute. Heaven and earth is talking still.
Yeah.
And they've been talking and being their true authentic self, but hidden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so do you guys ever talk about this at Gaia's Temple about being your true authentic self?
About being your authentic self?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you almost have to. Or, yeah. I mean, you see that.
I don't know if I'd actually say that that's what I talk about, but I think I model what that's like.
And that's what I like
and
to
I
hear.
Think a lot of what I talk about is, you know, like I said, everything's based in nature. And so we look at the life cycle as we go through time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't help but mature and also really understand the authentic nature of all existence without, you know, by doing that. You can't deny that.
Right.
So if you know that there's going to be birth and then growth and then maturity and then decay and then death, but death is not the end and then it's the beginning again.
Right.
And as you go through each one of those places and interface with it and be real and honest, you can't help but live an authentic life.
Right.
Right.
And you can't help but understand the greater mysteries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And therefore you can't help feel more empowered.
Right. Yes. Right.
It's pretty tightly woven there. Mm-hmm. You can't really separate those things.
I do have a question for both of you.
What's that?
Because I did some reading and some just a little bit of research. I haven't done a lot on it, but it makes me very curious. These ancient giant trees, have you heard about them? Have you heard of Devil's Tower?
Oh, my.
I haven't.
And what? I just have to bring it up. Because, you know, I'm
where is Devil's Tower?
That is, I believe, is in Wyoming. Devil's Tower in Wyoming. There's something out there that they're coming out with that this was an ancient tree.
Mm-hmm.
Giant tree.
Mm.
You haven't heard of that?
No, I have not.
No.
I haven't checked this out.
Yeah, I mean, it sparked my curiosity.
Yeah, and you got us going on it, too, didn't you, as planetary workers?
So what are they saying about it?
Well,
I mean, like, what is it?
Like, you know, they say everything is in right in front of us. Everything that is, it's right there in front of us. So if you're looking at a dead tree, right? And if you look at it and you look at our mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically that's all I know right now. That there, maybe there is a connection that these are giant trees instead of. And they take Devil's Tower and look how it's shaped. And it's got, is it hexagons? Is
that
And that's like, I believe, a mushroom root.
Right.
Wow.
And it has it done with silicon and I don't know. I'm just wondering if you knew anything about the ancient trees. And they just came out with that, you know.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
And
you know,
what I know about the ancient trees
I'm going to have to Google Devil's Tower.
Well, remind me of Avatar.
Right.
With their huge tree, that's where they lived.
Right.
And
right.
how why we love trees and get out in the woods and how special that makes you feel.
Like maybe. So that is just a name that they gave it, by the way. Uh-huh. Excuse me, just a name.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some trees that were called devil's trees from Middle Earth. Mm. And we don't want those on planet.
No. No, this is just Devil's Tower.
Yeah, this yeah.
It's just the name of it because I think it's a rock.
Right.
Well, now they're saying maybe this isn't a rock. So when you go out and look in the woods and you're looking at a tree that is it is fossilized.
Right.
And that look at these trees that are cut down and have moss on them and whatnot, and you look at a mountain like that, you'll go, wow, how much they look so much alike. And they say things are in our plain view. I'm not saying that right, but mm-hmm. that they're right in front of us.
Hidden in plain sight.
Thank you. Hidden in plain sight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I drove past this big trunk that, had moss all over it and little trees growing out of the top. And I'm like,
There it is.
Right.
So they're saying all the trees that are on planet now are just bushes.
Right.
That we had these huge ancient
trees. See, and that is so true, though. Mm-hmm. That's very true on the ancient trees.
Well, I believe we had ancient trees. Yeah. I'm definitely...
No, big, tall, ancient trees. Yeah. These are bushes compared to... Like the one out in my yard, right?
Uh-huh.
That is a small little baby tree compared to the old ancient trees.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, if we didn't have all the pollution and all the other stuff in this world happening right now, those trees would be mm-hmm. huge.
And these many
Well,
people.
They've been taken.
Right.
They've been taken.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'll do some more studying, and maybe some people out there can do some studying on it, too.
Yeah, come back with us and let us know what's happening on that.
Exactly.
We'll do that on the show.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But makes you curious and think,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. So, what else is coming up with our show? Do you know, Stephanie?
Well.
We talked about
Kelly.
Right.
And hopefully I can get Gene to come on.
Right. So we'll have two men on here and two
men.
Women.
Yes.
And two women. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a fun show.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
And then?
You have to remind me.
Oh, my.
Are we going to talk about us?
Yeah,
okay.
We are.
Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
With the guys.
Oh, good. Good.
So what's going to be fun is we're going to get their opinions on what they saw us go through. We're going to tell them what they went through. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a great conversation.
Yeah.
We might as well have you back for that because we're going to need a referee here.
The mediator. I'll be the mediator.
I'm telling you, Eric's going to go, security, please.
Yeah.
Bree's beating up her husband again.
Yes.
No, I'm all kidding. But, excuse me. But the thing about it is with the four of us here, we're going to be able to bring up all the information that has gone on since 2012 till now.
Well, we thought it was important to bring the male.
Yes.
And, and have, to sit next to us and go, okay, because we don't want you men out there being scared of
what we're talking about.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So the one thing that, my husband said goes, I'd like to be on the show with you. And when he said that, it was like, all right, no problem. Let's go.
Yeah.
please. And now he's made it available where he can be on the show.
Good.
And so, and come in and do this with us. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be fun. With all of us just working this together.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, and getting both sides' perspective after this, from the male side to our female side and merging it together. And what's going to be fun on this show, he's all male energy. I'm all female.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a fun show.
Right.
Because we're both headstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be, it would be fun. Unless maybe he'll get a little nervous and I'll have to have some fun with them.
I can't see Kelly getting nervous.
Nah.
You know what's a good way to kind of look at this about the masculine and feminine? When I teach about masculine and feminine energy, I talk about masculine energy being electric and that it starts at a source and radiates outward.
Right.
And feminine energy is magnetic. It draws to it what it wants.
Right.
Oh, that is so true.
That's
so
true.
That's the whole electromagnetics that we've got going on on the planet. But also it takes away the passive or aggressive or submissive. It takes away all that cultural bunk that we've tossed on top of it.
Right.
That, masculine means whatever, however this is expressed, like you were talking about before, flexing their muscles. and women are like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And, it just takes it all
Doesn't
away.
Doesn't irritate you?
Yeah.
When they're like,
it's just,
not knowing what they're doing?
So if you think of it in terms of radiance and magnetism,
I
like
then
that.
They're equally as powerful, but they just operate differently.
Yes.
Right.
And that's a good way to, take the boogaboo out of.
Right.
Kind of like magnets. One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like it because.
I like it.
My husband says, I was this tough ranger and now I'm this boo-hoo-hoo person. It's like
no, you're both.
You're both.
That's the cool part. Right. You get to be masculine and you can cry at Lifetime.
So what else? You
would love to give a shout out.
Sure.
To my dear friends that just moved.
Okay.
They moved out and they're heading to Kentucky. And I want to say hi and you guys have a safe trip. Our love is with you.
Oh, God, it's blessings. Blessed be you guys. Yes.
And I wanted to do one quote for people out there. This is it. There is no passion to be found in settling for life that is less than the one you are capable of living.
That's right.
Yes.
So we can take that from there because we're our own creators.
Yes.
And we create what we want out of life.
Yep.
So in the meantime, guys, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The Silver
Thanks
Gaia
so much
Show.
For having me.
You're welcome. And we'll see everyone next week.